Since last November, ExxonMobil has been the target of a growing number of state attorneys general, investigating whether the company lied about its research on climate change. Alaska's new attorney general has jumped into that fight, and some lawmakers are criticizing her. They say it's a flip-flop from the state's original decision not to investigate the company, and the state shouldn't waste money getting tangled up in a lawsuit. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rasha McChesney has more.
While Alaska's Attorney General isn't yet willing to weigh in on whether ExxonMobil lied about its climate change research, she is ready to battle the company over its tactics in fighting the investigation. Some states have subpoenaed financial and research records from the company. Exxon fought back in court by suing to block those subpoenas. Former Attorney General Craig Richards signed a memo in June cautioning attorneys general nationwide against aligning themselves with environmentalists and investigating the company. But Jonna Lindemuth, who took the top lawyer's job earlier this month, signed onto a friend of the court brief arguing against Exxon's move to block one such investigation. Exxon is asking a federal court in Texas to block a Massachusetts state subpoena, and Lindemuth says this is an issue of federal overreach.
The issue in that case is whether a large corporation, and it could be Exxon, it could be any large corporation, can go to a jurisdiction outside of the state where those investigations are happening and try to quash the investigation from a federal court in a different state.
Lindemuth says states should have the right to protect consumers and investigate fraud cases in state courts rather than battling them in federal courts. But two House Republicans are criticizing her for what they say is a reversal of course for the state. House Speaker Mike Chenault and Judiciary Committee Chair Gabrielle Ledoux say the state shouldn't have a role in the lawsuit. Ledoux, a former attorney, says she's not read the brief Lindemuth signed, but she says she doesn't think the state should get involved.
I just don't think that in our time of limited resources that we should be expending money going to war with our major industry.
The Attorney General's office says Lindemuth signing the brief doesn't mean the state will be compelled to appear in court as the lawsuit plays out in other states. No one from Exxon immediately returned a phone call seeking comment. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.